The three libraries in the nation were expected to reopen in April, but they have remained closed. Their temporary closure announced in December was because the former chief executive officer, Jean Leroux, retired after a major budget cut from $600,000 to $100,000. Since then, a new volunteer team has been put in place to oversee library operations. Nicole Fulton, who now serves as chair of the library board, explains what motivated her to take on this responsibility.
So I became chair once I saw that they were going to do a call for board members. I had heard that the CEO had left and that they were going to be recruiting for a board. So I reached out to the CEO at the time saying that I was interested. Libraries have always been a part of my life. My parents really instilled that in us. They used to take, like, I remember going to a public library at home for story time with, you know, like the little felt boards. It was actually too the first place where I learned how to use the internet. I guess that's showing my age kind of thing. And just every weekend, that's where we would go, is the library. So here, it's been a very important spot for me to bring my kids as well. So it's something that's important to me. I'm on maternity leave right now. So I just thought that when the opportunity came up to be the chair, I thought I had the time to do it and it would be a good time away from work project.
The mayor of the nation, Francis Briard, explains the reasons behind the extended closure of the libraries beyond the initially planned reopening date.
We had to reach out to some new volunteers to be part of the library board because, as you know, the library board has to be a separate entity from the municipality. The municipality gives the budget and then basically the library board figures out who render the service with the amount of money that was given. So once the new board was put in place, they realized it had no policies, they had no numbers, they had no statistics, they didn't really have much to work with as far as going forward and how to run and manage library service. So they understood that it's better to take your time and to put all these things in place and in order to manage the service properly. So they opted to slow things down and to go forward and create all these new policies, all these things, and then put them in place in order to go forward. And when they do open, that everything is done properly. So that's the reason for the delay. So yeah, essentially that's what it comes down to. They just want to make sure that they're not opening and rushing something and realizing after that they've made mistakes because they haven't done the oversight properly.
Due to the budget reduction, the library board asked the municipal council to appoint the municipality's chief administrative officer as the chief executive officer of the library board, a decision made for financial reasons.
We're a large municipality as far as land goes, but we are still a small rural municipality, and there's only so much funds in the budget. I'm sure you were aware, but we did have quite a tax hike this year that everybody is very aware of. So we're being very cognizant about any money that's spent in the library. So we have a smaller budget kind of thing, and we just thought that we had looked at a few CEO candidates and we had thought about a budget of hiring an outside CEO, but there's other rural communities or municipalities that use the CEO as the CEO of the library as well. So it was the best decision for the community.
The new chair of the board explains that since all members are volunteers, their sole motivation is to reopen the libraries.
When a board is a volunteer body and they're there for governance, they're supposed to kind of put their past aside or their wants or their biases aside and kind of move for the direction of the community. And I think because we're all fresh and because we're all new, that's exactly what we can do. When we have discussions and whatnot, it's what's best for the community. We don't have any baggage of the past with us.
Mayor Briard outlines the library services available to the nation residents while awaiting the reopening.
Anything that was digital, like if you had your membership to a digital service that was offered previously to the closures, you could continue to access any of those that were digital. And also we formed partnerships with municipalities that are neighboring to us, so if anybody wanted to have access to those libraries and was from the nation, they could do so. And to build even further on that, if you went to another municipality and got a library card from that municipality, the nation municipality would reimburse you up to $60 to take advantage of their services during our closure.
The reopening date for the nation's three library branches has not yet been determined. This has been Rose Greslaw for CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.